Hello, everybody. This is Amanda from Cresco International, and I hope you're all staying safe and healthy as we battle through COVID-19. Many of you have indicated you're using quarantine to polish your skills, and that's why we decided to bring Albert Valchez III on our show. Albert is the CEO of Intellytics and a Cognos mastermind. Today, he will be showing us some underutilized features of the platform and demonstrating how you can craft better presentations with Cognos. Joining us on the Cresco side is our VP of Services, Kenny Mobley, who is going to go ahead and kick us off.
Thanks for being on with us today. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, thanks, Kenny, and thanks, Amanda. Glad to be here.
Hey, Albert, today I'd like to start looking at Cognos Analytics from a little bit different perspective. And I know that you work with it so much, you probably have some good tips here. But what do you feel are some key features of Cognos Analytics that are underutilized?
That's a really great question, Kenny, and appreciate kind of bringing this a little bit of a new perspective here. We know that the overall strengths of the platform are still its best-of-class enterprise reporting and automation capabilities. And fortunately, that has not changed. And for those of us that spend a lot of time delivering these types of solutions, it is reassuring to see the continuing investment in these enhancements. And to the crucial component of report capabilities on the platform. We've even seen in the most recent Gartner report on business intelligence platform, which historically has not been very kind to IBM Cognos, at least in recent years, a renewed appreciation of the value and importance of good old report authoring capabilities. However, that's not the whole story. And I'm glad you asked this question because for the past 4 or 5 years, we've seen this platform evolve significantly to address gaps in its ability to deliver true self-service analytics. Most notably, the need for analysts to quickly be able to introduce new sources of data and manage their own data modeling has been very effectively addressed with the data upload feature, which is something I'm going to show here today. But even more significantly, with data modules, which really shifts the data modeling and metadata paradigm for the platform. I'd love to cover more of that feature in one of our upcoming sessions, but what I really wanted to focus on today are some of the more immediate benefits that can really extend the value of this platform.
Well, that's great, Albert. I appreciate that. Those were some interesting features. What do you mean by the term extending the value?
So again, enterprise class reporting is a well-known strength of Cognos, has been for decades, but I typically see organizations investing in multiple other tools when it comes to a more nimble, more kind of visually driven solution, and for good reason. There's an entirely new audience with different needs, different personas, and different expectations for how a BI tool should work for them. And for many years, that meant something other than Cognos. But what I want to show right now is that for those organizations that are either currently using Cognos Analytics, those that might be considering the platform, or maybe running an older version like Cognos 10, you might be missing out on some of these killer benefits. And I hate to see a lack of awareness result in a lack of adoption that leaves this value untapped.
Well, that sounds great, Albert. So, what are you going to show us today?
All right, yeah, let's get down to it. In the past few weeks, we've all been inundated with numbers associated with the awful outbreak of COVID-19. And in today's world, data is everywhere. In addition to the importance that we always preach about data literacy, it's also important to know how to take full advantage of the tools that we have available that give us insights and the ability to deliver that data in meaningful ways. All right, so I want to focus on today are the following key features. First, how easy it is to get data into Cognos Analytics. Secondly, ability to create visually appealing dashboards using very intuitive gestures, so something that pretty much any user can pick up pretty quickly. And finally, how to take those assets and create interactive presentations. And so maybe we can start to move away from those really text-heavy PowerPoint decks that require us to copy and paste views of data into them and that are very static, and let the data actually take the center stage and speak for itself. All right, so I'm going to jump right into it, and I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. So give me just a second while I do that. There we go. So I'm going to present. Just going to present my browser here, and so I've got a Cognos 11 1.5. So this is release 5. It's, I think, one release behind the most current, which release 6 just came out, I think, a week or so ago. Not a real significant release. So R5 was, I think, a pretty good line in the sand to start with. So the data I'm going to show, I've downloaded a couple of data sets from some publicly available sites. The first was from data.world. And this one's kind of the bad news, right? These are like the confirmed cases and deaths by day. And so this is going to show it by region and by country. And then the second source is from that famous Johns Hopkins dashboard. And that data, all the data sets that go into that really nice looking dashboard are also publicly available. And I found some over on GitHub. And there I'm going to show a little bit more of the good news, which is the number of recovered cases by day. So let me show just kind of quickly. I've got the, this is first file is fairly large. So I'm going to drop it over here from my downloads onto my Cognos Analytics session. And you can see immediately prompts me for what do I want to do with the data. So I can do a simple just upload it and, you know, I'll do something with it later. Or I can create a dashboard and exploration. Or you also saw there that the upload or the ingestion process can be used to immediately create a data module. And while this is kind of processing, it's a fairly large file. It's about 70 megs. It'll just take a minute. But typically, I would usually immediately take raw data and bring it into a data module. And the reason for that is because I'm probably going to have to do at least some sort of data cleansing, a little bit of data prep, and the data module gives me the ability to do that, as well as enhance that data with calculations and filters and even things like navigation paths, which is really cool. And then also the data module would give me an opportunity, if I needed to at some point, combine that source through a join or relationship with other sources. So I can actually do that kind of full end-to-end data modeling within the data module. So that's usually where I'd start. That's fine. I think I already have that file uploaded. So the process takes a minute or so. And so what really kind of also one of the reasons why I wanted to show this today is recently I was sent a PowerPoint template for presenting this kind of data. And it looked really nice. The layout was great. It had some dummy data in there. And I was like, this would be really cool. But how would I get my data into the PowerPoint template, right? And so I had to go somewhere else to grab the visualizations and then move them into PowerPoint. That's kind of a process that I think is really too manual. It's too time consuming. So I've got a dashboard template here in Cognos that looks a little bit like the template that I was shown in PowerPoint. And here's my uploaded file. And here are all of the elements of that. So I've got my country, region, province, state. The first thing I wanted to focus on here is I want to show, you know, kind of the bad news here, focus in on the U.S. since we're kind of going through the peak here right now. And so I'm going to drag my province state. You can see that that ingestion process, it's analyzed my measures and it's analyzed my geo and my time series here. So I'm going to drag this and drop it right in the center of my main cell here. And just it's going to render a map. Again, this is all countries right now. I haven't put a measure on here yet, so I'm going to go ahead and drag my cases measure onto this. And it's going to sum up all the cases. And again, I wanted to focus this first view here on the US. So I'm actually going to take my countries, and I've got a couple of drop zones here for filtering. And I'm going to filter just this one tab by the US. So again, pretty intuitive gestures. There's not really a lot of, you know, technical skills required to get here. I can filter by country pretty easily. So here's going to zoom in on the US. I may want to customize this map a little bit. So I have some properties I can deal with here. For instance, I don't necessarily need to show this legend. It takes up a lot of space. And this is my bad news display. So I want to go ahead and change my heat palette to this red shades here. And I can go ahead and hide the properties now. And I do have the different case types. Again, this source just shows the confirmed and then the deaths broken out. So I'm going to drop that onto this part of my dashboard. And again, just drag and drop the data. It's got my two different case types. Actually going to show this with the measure on here as well. So this will drop the number into this column here. And I'm going to clean this up a little bit. Actually, what I'm going to do is take up a little bit more space and then change the way this is presented. So it interpreted the data and it kind of used this tabular format. I want to do something more graphical and create a column layout or a visualization here. And then the last thing I wanted to do here is kind of show how these numbers are changing over time. So I have my date column and I open it up. I can see the data goes all the way back to January 22nd, which for the US isn't really, we didn't have a lot of activity then. So I'm going to actually filter this down, which again, I can do pretty easily. Hit the little action button there. I get this calendar drop down, so I don't even have to do any typing. And I can drop in and say, let's just start, like, for instance, maybe around March 20th. And the data is, I just pulled it in today, so it goes up through yesterday. And so I'll go ahead and grab just those dates. And now I want to present those dates so that I can interact with the timeline up on the dashboard. I'm going to stretch this out. And again, it gives me kind of this list layout, which I don't like. I know Cognos has a really cool visualization called a data player, and it's not something I like to overuse, but when you're looking at things and how they change over time, like I'm going to do here, I think the data player can be pretty effective. So, you know, I've dropped a few things onto the screen here. I've got, you know, uploaded the data. I've got my filter. I'm going to go ahead and pull this into the full screen just to see what we have so far. And as you might imagine, I can hit the player. I'm going to shrink this down and set the data into motion, and you can see it kind of cycles through, and you'll see the numbers obviously going up at any point in time. I can pause. I can use the play. Other reason why I like the player is its orientation, not just because I like to see things moving automatically. I usually keep this paused and then just use this as a way to do filtering on a more kind of a horizontal type of table versus the more vertical table that I had before. So this is a good start. It's not, again, the numbers that we like to see, but we're going to go ahead and contrast that with our recovered data on the next tab. So I'm going to rename this one real quick. So I have a tab. This is going to be US cases by state. And then I'm going to add my others data into a second tab. I don't want to overcrowd dashboarding. Sometimes I see we think of this dashboard has got to have everything on it. So we see a lot of crowded data. I can still have a single dashboard, but leveraging tabs is a really effective way to include additional pieces of data, different insights without overcrowding any one view of the information. So I'm going to use the same template just to keep it simple. And I want to bring in some new data here. And so I have another data source that I've uploaded. Again, I talked about this. This is actually, I'm going to have to upload that again. So let's go back to the home page. This source is really tiny. So let's just drop it into the new, into my content. It's just, it's only like 53K. So this one's set up a little bit differently too. So now that I've uploaded this, I can get back to my dashboard and I can bring that source in through my content, which is there now. And another great feature of dashboarding, it doesn't care how many sources you use. Obviously, I don't have a join between these right now. I could have done a data model through data modules, but right now I'm gonna keep them kind of separate. And so these are my recovered cases. And again, this is by day, but this one has a date column, a column for each date, I should say, all the way up again through yesterday, today being the 9th. And so I got to think about how I want to use this data a little bit differently, although I can still get kind of a similar result. So what I'm going to do here is I want to show the worldwide recoveries. So I'm going to drag my countries this time onto my big drop zone here. And you can see each measure is per day. So I'm going to grab my latest day and drop that onto the map. And same kind of thing I did with the map on the other tab is I want to get rid of my legend. The measure is pretty self-explanatory. And since we changed the other palette, this one we have a green heat palette, which again, these are the good news. So the recovery is going up is a good thing. And let's see. I also want to show kind of the recovery trend. And one way to do that with this type of data is to kind of pick a starting point. And again, since, although this goes back to January, we probably don't see a lot of recovery starting until really into the February, March. So I'm going to actually start with March 1. And the way I'm going to use this columnar structure here is I'm going to grab each date measure and drop them into my viz one at a time. In fact, I'm going to grab them all as a group. I'm just going to go kind of every 10 days here. So starting on March 1st, we'll grab the 10th, the 20th, the 30th, and then we'll grab maybe a couple or two or three dates here in April. So let's go like the 2nd, the 5th, and the 8th. So I've got a bunch of measures in my selection, and I'm going to just drop them on these 7 values onto the screen. It's going to visualize them. I get the bar chart. I'm going to stretch this out, and you know, maybe now that I've got a little bit more horizontal space, I'll go to a column presentation so I can see the numbers going up, which are good news. This is how many recovered cases there are in each of these days. And I've got a few other spots where I can maybe drop this kind of data. Maybe I'll just, again, go back to like 1st of March, and I'll say, what was the total number of recovered cases on 1st of March? And then maybe let's go with like 1st of April and see what that looked like there. And I get these little summary visualizations which show me the date and the total. And then let's grab the latest date here and drop that up and say we can see the numbers going up. Obviously, we see the same thing here in the column display. But again, the data is interactive. So if I want to say, well, what was that like for, like, for instance, if I focus in on China, it automatically updates my other visualizations. What's it look like for the US? And then another simple click to release the filter to show overall for all countries. I can zoom in and pan around in the map, keep it a little bit more tight in the view here. And then I'm going to just give my tab a new name. This will be Worldwide Recovered Cases by Country. And now I've got a dashboard in just a couple of minutes here with the two data sources. So taking this beyond just, you know, we've seen dashboarding. Okay, great. The visuals look nice. It's a very simple drag and drop kind of building of the dashboard process. But what can we do with this now? So I want to take this data. And again, I want to get to where I was as far as presentation and delivery. And creating a story here in Cognos Analytics is something that this is where I really typically don't see a lot of familiarity. And again, just because we don't get a lot of education on this, and that's one of the things that we really try to preach. So when I create the story from the dashboard, I can do a slideshow, which is kind of similar to what we're used to with like PowerPoint presentation deck. Guided journeys are also really powerful. They're a little bit more sophisticated, take a little bit more planning in my mind. So I'm not going to jump into that here. I'm just going to do the slideshow and show you what we get. So I've got to save it out. I'll just drop it into my folder here. And I've got a new dashboard. A new story called New Dashboard, just because I didn't change the name on it. All right, so what is the story all about? So here, the story is a collection of what we call scenes. So my dashboard became these two scenes that you see down here in my little scene sorter. And I can add scenes. I can add, for instance, like a title scene with some text. I can add text and visualizations. I can add a blanks scene where I can drop in media like videos or anything else from the web, URLs. You can drop in websites into the scene images. I'm going to stick with just my two elements from my dashboard. And what I want to do here is kind of zoom in on each of these different scenes within what's called the timeline. And this is where things get kind of fun. So by default on a scene, each element, so my scene is made up by my map, my column chart, and my date, little data player here. Each element will start at 0 seconds and play for 5 seconds. Now you can extend out, like for instance, maybe I want this scene to last 15 seconds. And maybe I don't want my column chart to show up until the 5 seconds, and maybe I want it to fade out after 12, and maybe I want my dates to come in at 2 and stay for the entire duration of the scene. And so this is how I can kind of animate the content within the dashboard. So as I move it into the story, I kind of create this narration, right? And even within each of these elements, you can also add what are called highlights, which I think are kind of fun. So maybe here at like 7 second mark, I want the dashboard to highlight California in the map. So I'm going to say highlight California. And maybe at 10 seconds, I highlight a different state or whatever. I can also create animations. So for instance, here, if I want to bring in my animation properties, the properties panel, since I have it starting and ending at different points in time, I have the ability to do entrance and exit animation. Again, very similar if you've ever done animated slideshow in PowerPoint, right? So I'm not going to get into that right now. But I just want to show you what this looks like if I do kick this thing off. So I did a little bit of staggering of the elements in the first scene. The next scene, I'm just going to leave everything as is, and I'm going to set up my story when I kick it off to play all the scenes and to play in a loop. And so what happens now is if I go back to scene one and I go into full screen mode, I can now kick this thing off and do my narration as the data is kind of being set into motion, right? So I don't have it. I have it set on, you know, whatever I clicked on last year. So this is as of April 6th. And then at any point in time, I can pause, move back in the timeline, for instance, if I want to see my column chart. And then if I want to, I can use the data player. So the scene is paused, but I have the data player going through and showing how the cases are growing over time. You can see I have my highlight on California. And then as I'm done with that, I can go to the next scene. Again, it's going to go through 5 second duration until I pause it. And again, I can start telling my story here and zoom in and say, let's zoom in to Europe and let's see what the numbers look like, for instance, for France. And you can see it immediately filters and you can see they had a little bit of a later start. So in the beginning of March, not many recoveries, but those numbers are growing. And so are, as of yesterday, that was how many recovered cases they reported. And of course, I can release back out and say, here it is worldwide. Go in and focus in on any of the other countries where there's data. And so this allows me to stay right here within the BI tool, have the data be presented in a very visually appealing way, and not have to copy and paste into another tool. And then when someone asks a question, I say, well, let's go somewhere else to go get the most current data, right? And so that's kind of what I wanted to show here today. And hopefully it is something you can take away. And if you're interested in learning more about stories and dashboarding and how to use Cognos Analytics to kind of move into this new world of more modern BI, then we're here to help.
That's great, Albert. I really appreciate that. The scenes to me is so compelling to be able to take that somewhere, tell a story, and be able to stop and look at something else, because that's usually what happens when you're telling a data story. There's other questions and other things. I think that is a great feature that a lot of people could get a lot of value out of. So I appreciate you going through that part as well today.
Yeah, absolutely. You're welcome. It was, I love showing things that, again, I think sometimes get overlooked. And again, it's really about maybe extending the value that you have with the tools that you already have invested in.
Yeah, thank you so much, Albert. You really taught us a lot today. However, as with most things, we know that there is a whole lot more we can still learn. If one is interested in learning more on this topic, where should they turn to next?
Yeah, thanks for that, Amanda. I do believe that education is really the key to extending value and building insights and really, you know, taking things to the next level. So intellalytics.com or follow me, Albert Valdez, on LinkedIn. You know, I'm there for you. I build tailored training solutions for clients using these tools all the time. I think the best way to learn is in the context of your environment. So building something that's tailored and customized for your particular needs and your particular audience is what we do. So love to get you guys to reach out to me directly or at intellalytics.com.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be here with us today. I know we all learned a lot and we had a really good time discussing Cognos with you. Thank you to our viewers for tuning in. Be sure to follow us on LinkedIn under Cresco International and on Twitter at Cresco_INTL to stay up to date on future podcasts and shows.